Welcome back, America. Senator John Kennedy is easily the most entertaining member of the Republican caucus in the Senate. And he joins me now. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning, Hugh.
You know, Senator, I want to get to serious stuff in a moment, but I got to ask you, since you have ditched the two caucus meetings at which I've been the speaker when Ron Blunt had that, Senator Blunt put us together, and you've passed on that twice, and both times I was going to ask you about why Vandy is in the SEC. And I think you knew that was coming and you dodged it. Isn't it about time for them to maybe join the ACC and make way for a football club?
Well, number one, I apologize for missing those meetings.
And they were very important, obviously.
I know they were. I'm sorry. Your question, why is Vanderbilt in the SEC? Money. It's pretty simple. You're willing to get the living hell beat out of you, I guess, if you get paid for it.
What we talked about the last time, the most, by far the most, was name, image, and likeness. I'm expecting to talk about China or national security. No, all your buddies, and except Senator Collins, yeah. On my right, I don't think she's particularly interested in name, image, and likeness. But what is the deal? Are you guys going to do anything about this?
Well, we're going to try. There are a variety of opinions, everything from do nothing to allow college athletes to form unions. But a lot's at stake here. And once again, money underpins all of this. But I don't want to see college athletics reduced to maybe four or five teams that can attract players because they've got a wealthy alumni. I enjoy the sports too much.
I was asked by Senator Burr, and I said my opinion is impacted by the fact that I'm a Buckeyes fan, and therefore we have a current advantage. Go Buckeyes. Now, Senator, let's turn to the indictments. You're a University of Virginia grad. I'm a University of Michigan law grad. We both took Crim Pro. I have only done one criminal appearance in my life, and I've only represented three criminal defendants. But this stinks to high heaven. Even Ruth Marcus, my colleague and friend at the Washington Post, is coming out and saying, this stinks to high heaven. I'm paraphrasing. What do you think?
Well, I guess you have to make two points. First, President Trump has been indicted four times in the last 5 months. It's surreal. Politically, it's sort of like a zombie apocalypse. I mean, we're not talking about a DoorDash driver here. He's a former president of the United States, and he is a current active candidate for president of the United States, running against a party whose four prosecutors have indicted him. And regardless of what you think about President Trump, this is unprecedented. It's going to really test our political system. I mean, this is the sort of thing that happens in countries whose Powerball jackpot is 387 chickens and a goat. I mean, we don't do that in America. Now, having said that, this is the first time, but I can assure you it won't be the last. There are thousands of prosecutors out there in America, Republican and Democrat, very ambitious. And now that the glass has been broken, I worry about what that means for the rule of law in our system. Point two, I think it's fair to say that there are a lot of Democrats celebrating today. They think this will help President Biden. President Biden's record, in my judgment, I'm biased, of course, but I think a lot of Americans agree with me, is abysmal. And his poll numbers reflect that. He's about as popular as robocalls. Now, when you're that unpopular, what do you try to do? You try to change the subject. You try to say, look, I may suck, but the other guy sucks more. I may be bad, but the other guy's worse. And I think there's going to be a lot of that politically. They're going to try to keep the focus on President Trump and his indictments. Will it work? I don't know, but that's what I see from 30,000 feet.
Senator, my old network, NBC and MSNBC, I think it's an open bar. So if you want to grab a drink, I think you can just go over to MSNBC over there on Capitol Hill, and they're serving all day. Here is Rachel Maddow and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's opening last night as they were awaiting the indictment. Cut number 8, please, for Senator Kennedy.
Madam Secretary, fancy meeting you
here.
Oh,
I can't believe this.
Yeah, this is not the circumstances in which I expected to be talking to you.
Nor me, Rachel. It's always good to talk to you, but honestly, I didn't think that it would be under these circumstances. Yet another set of indictments.
This is something, this is becoming like a skill set. Like in the news business, you say like, oh, I've covered Olympics or I've covered a campaign. Now it's, you know, those of us who've covered 4 indictments.
So, Senator Kennedy, what do you make of that tone on that network?
Well, I think in a way, Secretary Clinton's making my point. There are some other parts of the interview that I know you didn't have time to show. These cases are all going to test the limit of our civil liberties, our First Amendment rights, our amendments, our right to speak, our right to petition our government. Many of the charges are very nebulous. In an excerpt from Secretary Clinton that I don't think was shown, she talked about, well, the indictment is about undermining democracy. Well, that's a pretty broad term, you know. Is it, if you spread Russian disinformation about a president, is that undermining democracy? If you contest an election as President Trump and Ms. Stacey Abrams have, is that undermining democracy? Is it undermining democracy if you intentionally open the border? I mean, there's just,
Is it a stretch,
we're gonna
Senator?
We're going to have to wait to see the evidence.
On judiciary. Is it a stretch for a member of a MAGA prosecutor in the county of somewhere, MAGAville, to bring a charge against Secretary Clinton for paying for the Steele dossier and undermining the election, and the RICO charge would get everybody involved?
Well, no, and that's what I mean. The glass has been broken. This is unprecedented. I'm going to say it again. We're not talking about a DoorDash driver here. We're talking about a former president of the United States who's the leading candidate of his party right now, according to the polls, for president of the United States, being prosecuted by his opponent's Justice Department and other prosecutors of the same party.
It is always, I have time for one more question, Senator. It is always my habit to start fun and end serious. And so here's the serious question. And the left doesn't want to deal with this. What if President Trump is acquitted on all charges or they are all dismissed by higher courts, but in the course of that long process, he loses to Joe Biden by the narrowest of margins, even narrower than the 2000 or the 2020 election? What happens?
I don't know. It scares me. And at this juncture, I would say it will look like somebody knocked over a urine sample, and we'll have a hell of a mess to clean up. But that's why I say this is very surreal. Politically, it's like a zombie apocalypse.
Has any member of the other party told you this in the cloakroom, that they're worried about due process in the United States and the damage being done to our system of law?
No, I hear very little discussion, frankly, from my colleagues, including but not limited to Democrats, about that. And you got to think past the next election. I mean, I understand hardball politics, but this is Full Metal Jacket, man. And this will have long-term consequences, regardless of what you think about President Trump. And this will be Attorney General Merrick Garland's legacy.
On that note, and on that sober note, I thank you, Senator Kennedy, and we'll come back and talk about it as it unfolds. It is not good for the country. It is not good for any democracy anywhere that follows the United States and thinks of it as an example of how to govern themselves. Thanks for listening, America. I'll be back tomorrow on the next Hugh Hewitt Show.